Welcome to the Scaling Smarter podcast, where we sit down with top business leaders and innovators to explore how they harness AI and automation to overcome challenges and grow their businesses. I'm your host, David Hirschfeld, founder and CEO of Techies Inc. and the creator of the Launch First Method. After exiting my own software company successfully, I started Techies over 18 years ago. I've since worked with over 90 SaaS founders, helping them turn their concepts into cash flow, so I know a thing or two about startups. Stick around to the end of the show in 15 or 20 minutes, and I'll reveal how you can become our next guest. So let's go. Scaling Smarter wants to welcome Scott Tarsi to the show. Scott is the president of CAD Design Help, and he helps inventors bring their products to market. Hi, Scott. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Scott, tell us a little bit about your journey.
Yeah, so I went to school for mechanical engineering, and so that's what I did corporately for 10 years. And I wanted to be an entrepreneur, so I figured the best way to do that would be to take the skills that I learned there and start my own business doing the same thing.
So how has the journey been with since you started your business? When did you start it?
I started about 12 years ago in 2014, but on the side. It was just a side hustle until I grew it large enough to go full time.
And then how has that been since you've gone full time?
It's had its ups and downs. COVID was a weird year. Things were actually probably better before COVID, but now they're picking back up again. But I would say all in all, it was a great decision.
Yeah. And why do you think it was a great decision?
Just having when you work for yourself, you're working hard for yourself, not hard for somebody else. So that's, and then two, it's, I have control now. Like, I'm the boss. I can control my schedule. I can control the jobs I take and so on. And that's just a way better place to be than to be having somebody else tell you everything.
Sure. So tell me about some of your customers. What are some success stories you can share?
Yeah, for sure. I've had a company go on Shark Tank and get a deal. It was the eggs, amazing spinning egg thing. I graced the Easter eggs. I've had just so many crazy different projects. Sometimes the clients, they take it and they go, I don't really know, find out what ends up happening to them. But there's one I'm working with right now that's a pretty interesting one. I do a little surfing, and this lady California has this handle that's going to be able to, you can be able to carry your surfboard around. Instead of having to carry it under your arm, you just have a little, like a little carry case handle thing that's going to carry it around. So that's looking, I think that's going to be a big seller, because there's nothing, I understand anybody out there surfing who's has something to carry the surfboard with.
Yeah, it's funny. I do woodworking and I've got a little handle for carrying plywood around. So I wonder if it's kind of similar to that.
Yeah. And where did you get that handle? Did you make it yourself?
Oh, from it's a woodworking store. No, it's a product that you buy for specifically for carrying plywood.
Somebody had the same problem and they figured
out. Yeah, exactly.
It was probably somebody who's carrying around plywood by hand and said, there's gotta be a better way to do this.
Exactly.
And they came up, and that's typically the best product are these kind of, let's not say too niche, but something that's for a specific industry. Like, I think another iPhone case is probably not the best thing to try to invent.
Right.
It's been done a million times. Like, how different is it going to be? But specific things like that, or I did this project for this fire truck company, and like they have these very specific like tools they use for firefighting, and like they have specific, like the way they put installed into the fire truck, they have special fixtures for that. And that is the kind of thing that like because every fire truck company has the same tools. They get the newest equipment every year. And when these guys create these like cases or like fixtures to hold it, every single company is going to buy one, because they're all going to have to find a place to put it in their truck. And it all has to be custom made. These kind of products really do well.
So now, how has AI affected your industry?
I don't know entirely yet how that will affect. I don't know if it has affected. From the standpoint of actually creating, I think that AI is involved. I don't have the latest software on my computer, so that kind of stuff probably has been coming out in the last few years, but maybe a lot of the like tedious tasks when you're designing something are probably automated now. Again, I'm not like super up to speed on that, but I'd imagine like at the end of every file, I got to add fillets to round the corners. There's probably a button now in the software that says add fillets to every corner. It just does it on, and versus having to physically click every little thing, which is what you had to do in the past. Stuff like that, I imagine, would be, if it's not out there, it will be out there soon.
There could be things, even use AI to improve my design, create a design, and then have AI either create it or improve it.
Possibly. But me messing around with ChatGPT, for example, I had a picture of a store and I just said, okay, take this picture and change the photos for the address to be a different number. And just doing that, so you could do it in Photoshop, right? I was like, I could have done it in Photoshop, but I was like, let's just see if AI and ChatGPT, it could not do it. Like, it literally created an entire different store image and put those numbers on it. And I was like, that was super easy task it failed at. So
When did you try that? Just out of curiosity,
like, how long? Last week.
Yeah. So a lot has to do with the prompting, because I've been doing stuff like that really effectively recently.
Okay.
I couldn't do it.
ChatGPT, or did you use something else?
ChatGPT, actually. I've been able to do stuff like that pretty effectively. But you have to prompt it. Be smart about how you prompt it.
I put the photo in and I said, change the store, the house number, store number, whatever, address, whatever it was, to 2908, whatever. It's right there on the front of the photo. It's super clear. And instead of doing that, it created a whole new image of
the
building.
You have to ask it to keep the image identical, except for the number and things like that.
I feel like I added that in later and it still didn't do it right.
Yeah, it does. It's not perfect in that respect, but it's way better than it used to be.
I've had AI take my order at like drive-thru, so it's it's coming along. It's definitely the wave of the future, even if it's not perfect yet.
Yeah, and Google Docs just came out with, I think today, where they'll read your doc for you, which that should have been there a long time ago.
But I thought that existed in Microsoft Word like 20
years ago. Yeah, it did. But it was okay. It was on, not Word so much as on the desktop. It was Windows, built into Windows.
Okay, yeah. You could buy text and hit read for me and it would read it.
And now Google Docs finally has that.
Okay.
But when
I tried that in the past, it sounds like a robot reading it.
This is a really good voice now.
Okay. So they've
improved. That just came out today.
They've improved how it reads as well.
It just came out today. Yeah. You can pick different voices and it's like what you would expect for AI to be.
Okay. Gotcha.
So I always ask all my guests this: what if you had no limit, budget limit, and technology was not a limitation? What problem would you solve using AI and workflow automation? And you can pick any problem.
What problem would I solve? You'd want to solve a problem that would be you could monetize and make a bunch of money on. That is a good question. I feel like the healthcare industry is the biggest problem. Like, it's just things shouldn't be as expensive as they are.
Yeah.
And from personal experience, I've had to get these voice surgeries that are just crazy expensive over and over. So if
you said voice surgery,
like I've literally had to shove a laser down my nose and burn these spots off my throat. It's crazy. It's crazy. So it's so expensive. And I'm assuming it's because the doctor's time is expensive. If all this stuff can be automated, why can't the robot just do it? You know what I mean? And just could do it cheap. And that's a huge problem, just from my specific standpoint, for all these other medical things. Like, if we can, I'm not trying advocating getting rid of doctors, but it's just the costs are so high.
Yeah.
That if we can have machines do it, can't we drive the cost down? This is getting to a whole other thing with insurance companies keeping prices high and stuff. But it just seems like that could be a huge issue that could be solved.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Like, you get like, why is one trip in an ambulance like $12,000 or whatever? Because I just heard stories.
It's I've had stories myself like that. Yeah.
It shouldn't cost that much. Like, it should be like $100 to ride to the hospital, something. Like, it shouldn't be, you shouldn't go bankrupt from these things. And I don't know. The story of why is, I think, very complex, but I just don't think it should be the case. So.
I agree. I don't think anybody will argue with you that listens to this show. Do you have any book recommendations?
I haven't read books in a long time. The book that I got started with that was huge for me was The 4-Hour Workweek, which I know it's an older book, but
which one?
The 4-Hour Workweek.
Yeah.
So it's really about, it's okay, what are your goals in life? What does your lifestyle want to look like? And just focus on the important things and automate things. If he wrote the book now, Tim Ferriss, he'd probably include AI. He talked about virtual assistants and finding help. And I do a lot of that stuff. Like, I have a virtual assistant and I have people that help me, because try and do every little thing myself would take too much time. And I can't focus on the most important things. That book was huge for me when I got started with this whole journey.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody wanted to get a hold of you to design their product, how would they reach you?
Yeah, my website's caddesignhelp.com. Really easy to remember. Oh, I need help with CAD design? Go to caddesignhelp.com. And my email is info@caddesignhelp.com.
Well, that works. That's pretty easy to remember. Yeah. If they don't remember your name, everybody will remember info.
Yeah.
Anyway, exactly. Just as a reminder, everybody, if you have issues with software development, you're unhappy with the team you're working with, or you're looking for figure out how to implement AI in your organization or workflow automation to improve efficiency, reach out to me, David Hirschfeld at techies.com, spelled TEKYZ.com. Scott, I want to thank you for coming on to Scaling Smarter.
All right, thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Scaling Smarter podcast. If you're a business leader who's used AI or automation to launch or grow your business, and you would like to be on this program and you have a story to tell, please visit scalingsmarter.net and apply. I learn a great deal from my guests, and so do my listeners. Your story may guide someone to achieve success where they may otherwise have not. As I mentioned at the beginning of this show, I've worked with a lot of startups. If you're looking for a different approach that reduces the need for outside investment and gets you generating revenue much faster, even before you start building your app, check out my website at launchfirst, spelled launch1st.com, and watch my video that explains how Launch First works. However, if you have an existing business, but you're overwhelmed and struggling to get your arms around what AI or automation can do for your business, please reach out to us at techies.com. That's TEKYZ.com. It's truly amazing the gains that you can achieve, and in most cases, really easily, by automating workflows. Make sure to hit subscribe so that you don't miss our next episode. And thank you again for listening and being a part of the Scaling Smarter podcast.